The Public News Service Daily Newscast for June the 7th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. Advocates for campaign finance reform in the state of Maine are applauding efforts to expand the landmark Clean Election Act there to candidates who are seeking county-level public office. But the efforts to repeal a ban on corporate contributions, they say, will only take the state backwards.
The landmark 1996 law was the first in the nation to create a voluntary program of full public financing for gubernatorial, state senate, and state representative campaigns. Executive Director of Maine Citizens for Clean Elections, Anna Keller, says the bill is needed as outside spending on county-level candidates is increasing, especially for sheriff races.
So it's especially important that people can trust that those officials are not biased, that they're not going to be partial to donors.
The bill has drawn both bipartisan support and criticism, with some lawmakers saying the tax dollars would be unevenly distributed to counties. I'm Catherine Carley reporting.
And in his first public appearance since officials in California accused him of orchestrating recent charter flights that carried groups of migrants from Texas to Sacramento, Governor Ron DeSantis did not address whether his state was responsible for the transport. That from the New York Times. They report at what his office had billed as a news conference in Wildwood, Florida. DeSantis signed a bill Tuesday morning. He said would give consumers more control over their online presence. DeSantis walked off the stage without taking questions from reporters. From the Times, the exit quotes are, "All right, guys, we'll be back soon. Thank you so much. Take care. Bye-bye." Meantime, the events in Ukraine have captured a lot of headlines, not only for military action. People around the world have noticed how the conflict is affecting their lives in various ways.
This spring, the Biden administration laid out specific strategies under the Global Fragility Act approved in 2019 with bipartisan support. It focuses on preventing some of the underlying drivers of conflict like genocide or ethnic violence. Felicity Gray of the group Nonviolent Peace Force says people are well informed about the direct impacts of the war in Ukraine, but other conflicts have their reach too.
Whether it's on the security front or whether it's how much you're paying to fill up your car. So by being really proactive about stabilization and conflict prevention, we can hopefully save a lot of money and a lot of heartache for communities around the world as well.
Foreign policy experts say this should allow the U.S. to be less reactive with fewer costly military interventions. I'm Mike Moen.
In the U.S., an eventual measuring stick might involve less panic over factors like inflation as it relates to foreign policy. This is Public News Service. Now to the natural state, where a group there focuses on the 50-plus population, helping meet the needs of Arkansas veterans by providing free resources, services, and programs through their Veteran and Military Families Initiative.
There are about 200,000 veterans in Arkansas 18 or older. Troy J. Broussard with AARP Veterans and Military Families Initiatives says AARP has nearly 38 million members nationwide and 6 million are military veterans with families. The group focuses on four key areas:
family caregiving, access and earn military service benefits, fighting fraud through Operation Protect Veterans, and finding meaningful employment and recareering through our AARP Veteran and Military Spouses Job Center.
And amid recent reports of high stress and loneliness among college students, a Nebraska community college has a program focused on community building and connection. More on that from Deborah Van Fleet.
At Northeast Community College in Norfolk, the federally funded TRIO College Success Program enrolls about 200 of the roughly 6,500 students seeking a degree. Program Director Joshua Becker says TRIO sets itself above others with community building, intensive advising, and personal success coaching. This requires TRIO students to meet with an advisor a minimum of 3 times a semester, which Becker says allows them to catch problems early.
We're lucky that we are able to check grades constantly with them to see, so we are able to intervene before the struggle is so much that it's insurmountable.
To be eligible, students must meet one of these criteria. Neither parent has a 4-year degree, their family meets federal low-income guidelines, or they have a documented learning, physical, or emotional disability.
Finally, Mark Moran lets us know the Bureau of Land Management has announced a $161 million investment in wildlife habitat projects in 11 western states, and Montana is getting the largest share of all.
Montana is set to receive close to $27 million for wildlife habitat, clean water, and restoration projects on public land. The BLM has set aside just over $9 million for the Upper Salmon River, $9.5 million for the Blackfoot Clark Fork, and almost $7 million for the Highline Sagebrush Anchor. They're all areas in need of critical habitat restoration, says Joel Webster with the Theodore Roosevelt Conservation Partnership.
This $27 million is going to protect communities from wildfire. It's going to improve rangeland conditions, not only for wildlife, but also for local grazers and livestock producers. It's going to help put people to work. It's a win-win.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Here are some radio stations, big and small, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.